Around Lambert Bay, somewhere out of the tap. I looked a little bit around for that, how it worked when Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Mitzrayim. But could be that he left early when the kid was just born. He had 8 days until he got to the Malon. But he didn't see Aaron until after he was in the Malon. So that's the kasha. L'chora, Rashi says it was close to Mitzrayim. It could be, though, that he left the kid in the Malon, and then he went to Har Sinai to greet Aaron, and then he went to Mitzrayim. Came back to the Malon, and whatever.
Before he left, the question, should I...
No, because should he wait? Could be then, what's it called, should I wait till the 8th day and malam here, or leave? That was the shot, not the malam. Okay. Because Rashi says here it was the 8th day. The Oso Hatinik Lohoya Baoso Shah Ella Ben Shimon the Yomi. So it's Rashi that was the 8th day when he got to the Malon, not when he left Mitzrayim, not when he left Midian. Okay. Okay, we're after Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Lo Le Moshe Rabbeinu Bikesh Satan Harok. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that the Satan wanted to kill, Ella La Oso Tinuk. This is a Tinuk. Shneemar Ki Chasan Domi Matoli Seurei Mi Kori Chosin. Who's called the Chosin? Have a Omer Zat Tinuk. The Tinuk is the one who's called the Chosin Habris. And it could be the reason he's called the Chosin is there's an Akeda that says that the Zivug Rishon of a person is determined 40 days before he's born, before he's conceived. That's not talking about marriage. It's talking about his midos. The midos of a person matched to him before he's conceived. So those midos, lemaisa, come into a person at the time of the bris. The real nishmas Yisrael comes at the time of the bris. So that's why he's called a chosin, because that's his first zivug. And the second zivug is when he gets married. Okay. And it could be that also that's why a bar mitzvah says you're supposed to make a suda like a chasana, because what starts at the bris doesn't really complete till the bar mitzvah. That's when the neshama comes completely into the person. So those midos become complete at bar mitzvah. So they start at the bris and complete by the bar mitzvah, and at both of those times he's called a chosin. And then the second zivug is when you get married, that's the third time you're called a chosin. Okay, right. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna Bishoshnis Rashal Moshe Rabbeinu min Hamila Bo Ath Chemo Balo. Two malachim, Ath and Chemo, came in the, according to many, in the guise of a snake, and they swallowed him up. And it says that she knew that it was the bris, because they swallowed him till his waist, and then from his feet up to his waist, and the only part exposed was the makama bris. So they realized it had something to do with the bris. Velo shiri menuela raglava, and they left only his legs, meaning his bris. Miad vatikach tzipora tzor, vatichros tzor lasmeno. She then mouthed the child. Miyad v'yirath imenu, and there's a machlokas whether a woman is kosher for bris mila or not, and if you hold that she's not, then she made a shliach to, there was somebody else there who she made a shliach. And you didn't need a yid at the time because there was no yid, and it was for matan Torah. V'yirath imenu, v'osa shoa b'kesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahorgan. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill those two malachim. Shenemar hereth me'af v'azov chema. The Yesh Omrim Lechema Hargon. Some say he taka killed the Malach called Chema. Shenamar Chema Ainli. Vaivoksiv ki yogartim et meho atha ha-chema. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu said, right, that the Rabbanu Shem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and I was terrified because of those two Malachim afed Chema, so they must have still been around, both of them. Moshe says, Trei Chema Havu. There were two different Malachim called Chema. He killed one of them, and one was still around. This was the army of Chema, of this Malach that was still alive, but the Malach itself, the general, was killed. Rashi. Gunda de Chema, Lahargan, Laosin Shne Malachim, wanted to kill those two Malachim. Gunda de Chema, Chael Shalo, his army. Aval Iu Gufei Nero, but the Malach itself, Moshe Rabbeinu, killed. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gedola Mila Shein Lachamish Nesasik B'mitzvahs K'Avram Avinu. No one did as much mitzvahs as Avram Avinu voluntarily. V'lo Nikra Tomim El Hashem Amil, and he wasn't called Tomim until the Mila. Shenemar, Hisalech Lefonai V'heyei Samin. That was right before the Bris Mila. Uksiv Etna Brisi Beinu Veinecha, right after that. Dover Acher, Gedola Mila Sheshkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Shebatorah. It's equal to all the other mitzvahs. Shenemar, Ki Al Pi Advarim Ha'ele, and Korati Eschem Bris, Rashi, Keneged Shikula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Shebatorah, Dechsiv Hine Dam HaBris Asher Koras Hashem Imachem, Al Kol HaDvarim Ha'ele, Uksiv Bemila Ve'etna Brisi, Korati Bris, Uksiv Lahalan, Ve'etna Brisi, Malahalan Bris, Afkan Bris. Both of them are referring to not only the Bris HaTorah, but the Bris HaMila too. Dover Acher, Gedola Mila, Shilmole Mila, Niskaimu Shemaim Vaoretz. If it wouldn't be for Mila, the world wouldn't have been created. Shinamrim Lo Brisi, Yom Avalaila. We had this before. Upliga de Rebbe Lezer. Dom Rebbe Lezer, Gedola Torah. It's not referring to Mila, so but Torah. Ilmole Torah, Lo Niskaimu Shemaim Vaoretz. Shinamar, Im Lo Brisi, Yom Avalaila, Chuko Shemaim Vaoretz Osamti. And Rabbi Kidegar says they two are dependent on each other. Because the Bris Mila, affects that it takes away the Orla Salev. In order to learn Torah, you can't have Orla Salev. So Orla Habasar is a preface to Limud HaTorah. So the Bris of Bris Mila and the Bris HaTorah go together. Im lo Brisi Yom V'Layla Malahalon Torah Afkan Torah V'Hainu Pliga D'Hocha Moki Lo L'Haikra V'Mila V'Hosa Moki Lo B'Torah. Right. Some say it's talking about Torah, some say it's talking about Bris Mila, and if it's talking about Bris Mila, even though the Bris is only during the day, but the effect of the Bris is Yom V'Layla, the Osa Bris. Omer of Yehuda Marab, B'Shosh Omer L'Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu V'Salech L'Fonai V'Heyei Tomim Ochzoso Ra'ad. They started to tremble. Omer Shema Yesh B'Dover Maguna. Maybe until now the Rabban Hashem saw that there's something disgusting about me, and now he's trying to fix me up. When he was referring to the Bris, so he realized that was a natural thing, and this is the natural way that a person is made, is imperfect to become perfect, so therefore it wasn't something negative about him, it was just something that was he was created with that was not positive. Or some say Ve'ein Avram Molid Ben with Sarah. I saw in the Mazolos that it's not in the cards, not in the stars for me to have a child. Right? Because he already had Yishmael. But with Sarah, he's not going to have a child. Amarlot, say me, Tagnino Shalcha. Forget about your astrology. Ain Mazal Yisrael. You're above the Mazolos. And from here it's Mashma that Avram Avinu had a din of Yisrael. Because, quotes the member of Ain Mazal Yisrael, he wasn't Yisrael yet. The big Shaila, the Parshas Drach in the Mishnah Melech as whether before Matan Torah the Avos were called Yisrael or not called Yisrael. But here, from here is Mashman that they have a din of Yisrael at least. Or it means that in the future Klal Yisrael would have Mazalos and you're the beginner, you also don't have a Mazal, but not that he's called Yisrael. Somebody who makes himself perfect, the Rabban Shalom perfects with him. Right, with a chosid deal with chasidus and a perfect person deal with perfection. And the opposite is also true. Im naver tisavu, with crooked people you deal crookedly. Person who makes and tries to perfect himself, so he's successful. After that, he became a successful father. Omer Rebbe, kol menachesh lo nachash. Anybody the opposite, the person who's menachesh, who goes after nichushim, right? This time is good, this time is no good, or whatever. This is a good sign, good sign. He doesn't rely on the Rabban Shalom. So Mida connected Mida, the Rabban Shalom deals with him. It's another source for the idea that if somebody's makbid on these things, so he has to worry about them. If you don't care about them, they don't affect you. Shneamar kilo nachash biyakov. This week's cetera. V'ha'i v'ha'balam an aleph. See, it says not lo nachash. It says lo nachash with an aleph. Elamishu mida k'neged mida. The same idea applies not from the pasuk. Tani ava bereid rav zera kolam she'enu menachish machnisen also mechitza shafilu malachi ashoris ein yichol nikonis besocha. Somebody who does not rely on nichushim, he relies directly on the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam deals with him in a direct way that even the malachim aren't privy to that kind of relationship. Shenamar ki lo nachash biyakov, the lo kesem biyisrael, and then the next pasuk says that the malachim ask ma po'al Hashem. Ma po'al keil, see Rashi. Shema nimtza mi dover meguna, achshav shelo omer lo v'hoi tomim, and achshav, until now he said, I'm not tomim. So maybe there's something negative about me. Kol ha-metamim, metamim imo. Kol ha-menachish, kolomar shorodi v'acharei ha-menachashim. He's always running after all different kinds of signs or whatever, and doesn't have bitachon in the Rabbanu Shalom. Lo nachash, omru rothim nichushim, the chode kopit kapti badei. If you're worried about it, then you have to worry. Then that's how the Rabbanu Shalom deals with you according to what your madrega bitachon. If you're boteach in these things, that's how the Rabbanu Shalom deals you through those things. Balamed aleph, the mashma de ein rothim acharov. Mida keneged mida, the vemida shodim moldeid ba molded in lo. For lo nothik mikros, not from the pasuk, but just from svara. Shenemar ki lo nachash. Kozman she'eno menache, somebody who doesn't rely on these signs and portents. Maxi basrei ke'esi omer liyakov kolom radayin yehe oso eis to balachi ashoris you shoilin oso she'eno menache ma po'al il that the shehu nichnas l'mokum she'en malachi ashoris yechon likonis. The malachim ask him, what did the Rabbanu Shalom say or do? Because only he's privy to it, not the malachim. Okay, we'll stop here. The next piece is beginning. We go and ends with the end of the parak tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Okay.
What does it mean that the Torah pointed a shaliach?
A man.
But if she's not high, how could she point a shaliach?
I know. So the idea was somebody had to do the bris, right? So if the person himself can't do it or whatever, then everybody's high to do it. So when is a yid? So all the Klal Yisrael.
Not
Mama Shlich. She didn't need to be a Shlich because she wasn't Chayav. Just that she let a man do it.